Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin.
Hiya! Hiya!
The void of outer space. Earth glimmering near us. Round. Blue. So magical. All MV people united on the planet. From India to Australia. From Africa to Europe and beyond.
Yeah!
As you learned in episode 10, we are sailing through outer space in orbit with the Earth around the Sun in our time chariot. This is the Chariots of Gyre race. Arma Virumque Cano. Our three steeds, bearing the first line of Virgil's immortal Aeneid, are guiding us. I sing of arms and the man. With me are René Descartes and Sybil, the soothsayer. Sybil has been holding the reins of the time chariot, but is getting carpal tunnel. So, to exercise her wrists, she is playing Saxum Carta Forfex with René. You might know it as rock, paper, scissors. Saxum Carta Forfex. Ha! Saxum Carta Forfex. Tantisper. Meanwhile, we navigate the mystery of space in last place. But speaking of rock, paper, and scissors, what's this? Giant rocks forming before us. They are ubiquitous everywhere. We are competing in this cosmic race with Fortuna, the Roman goddess of good fortune. The Polyphemus brothers and the so-called Amo boys, who constantly conjugate. What's that I hear? Desistite. What? What is Fortuna saying? Desistite? That means stop. Fortuna was in first place. Oh, Fortuna. Why is she back here telling us to stop? What is happening ahead? Look, MVPs, a formation, a mysterious connection, a conjugation. Desistite! A murus, a wall. We must stop the time chariot before we crash into the murus of meteors. Meteor. From the modern Latin meteorum. Sybil! It's monumental. From late Latin, monumentalis. An impenetrable wall of solid rock. It's blocking out the stars that guide us. Wait. Fortuna and Sybil are hatching a plan. They seek the key to safe passage, if there is one. The future, futurus, can be a wall or a window, a murus or fenestra that slowly closes on us. We may be crushed by the conjugation, the co-joining of meteors, unless we can act. But how? We must work together. The Amo Boys are organizing random rock into the famous first conjugation verb, Amo.
Amo, amas, amat.
Amamus, amatis, amat.
They are straightening out the meteors with their neat conjugation of first, second, and third person, singular and plural. The harmonics of their clean conjugations resonate with the rock, like the music of the spheres. Ecce, ecce, look! The Polyphemus brothers are painting the freshly organized conjugation with popcorn balls, transforming the murus into a really interesting mural. Bellatum, beautiful! Art opens passages to imagination, but we still can't get through. What? Fortuna is telling Sybil that we need a four-word incantation to finish the transformation. Four words, one word from each of our four chariots to change solid rock into a glittering window. I have it. Ad astra per aspera. Ad astra per aspera. To the stars through hard work. What a motto that would make. Ecce! Behold! The mural of meteors is turning into a window of wonder. It's opening and closing. We must all go through the window at the same time. Yes, we must defenestrate together. It worked. It was hard work, but we did it. There are the stars again. We came to the stars through hard work. And we all finished the Chariots of Gyre race, simul, or in English, simultaneously. And so it is, MVPs. When we work together, all of us, from all nations, all of us on the big blue marble we call Earth, we can work wonders. We can do things mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Where did those bagpipes come from, by the way? And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita. Not for school, but for life.